How do you know that the Democratic Party is in trouble? You know that the Democratic Party is in trouble when Republicans are making a serious bid to capture a U.S. Senate seat in the state of Oregon.
I was 21 weeks pregnant. I had an ultrasound. My OB doctor called me and said, there's something wrong with your baby's spine and that we needed to look at terminating the pregnancy.
This is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, Dr. Monica Wiebe. This is one of her campaign spots.
The world stopped. Dr. Wiebe was the first person that gave us hope. She was the first person that said, congratulations, you're having a daughter. Dr. Wiebe was going to open her back and reconstruct my daughter's entire lower spine. She just hugged me and kissed my forehead and she said, it's going to be okay, sweetheart. I've got her and I'm going to see you in a couple hours.
That's a campaign spot for Dr. Monica Wiebe. Lars Larson, who, of course, has a great local show in Portland and a great national show that you hear from 6 to 9 every day here on KVI. There's actually at least two good candidates in this Republican primary to take on the first term incumbent Democrat from the state of Oregon, correct?
Well, yes, a qualified yes, because Conger, who is the other front runner versus Wiebe, I think has some serious deficits. But that spot is meant to address the concern. Dr. Wiebe is a pediatric neurosurgeon. There are only a couple of hundred in the whole country and only a few who are women. She's a very rare commodity. In fact, pediatric neurosurgeons are rarer than NBA stars. So
I believe Dr. Ben Carson.
Ben Carson is one.
Field of specialty.
And so it's a very rare thing. But she, on a regular basis, has to, you know, think about why you with your pregnant wife would be sitting in the office of a pediatric neurosurgeon, because your child has severe problems of one kind or another, neurological. It might be spine, it might be brain. And many of these babies, as in the spot, the OBGYN says your baby isn't perfect, you should probably terminate it and start over. Now, Dr. Wiebe believes that decision, and she's a Republican, but she believes that decision should be made between the patient and her doctor, which is classically pro-choice. But she makes the point that as a doctor, she has to deal with this all the time, and that she has never advised a couple, you should terminate your pregnancy and start over because your baby isn't perfect. We can fix those problems.
Okay.
She's been in the medical field a long time. This is meant to address probably one of the most severe deficit she has as a candidate. Jason Conger, the other candidate, I think has more severe problems. He's a state representative in Oregon. He voted for Obamacare at the state level.
Uh-oh.
He voted for the Columbia River Crossing Boondoggle Bridge.
Yikes.
$4 billion.
What?
He voted for tax $80 million in taxpayer subsidies for a private hotel next to the convention center. He's got big problems as a Republican, so I don't consider him a viable candidate.
Okay, but I'm told he's a Republican in a Democratic district, so he's arguing that he can get Democratic votes that you need to get to win a statewide race in Oregon.
Well, here's the problem. And I know you know this, Carlson, because you're brilliant.
Yeah.
And I love listening to your show when I get the chance to. Tell me this. What is the biggest issue you're going to run against Democrat Jeff Merkley in the general election this fall?
It's got to be the Affordable Care Act.
Right. Now, when your Republican candidate who's running against Merkley, the Democrat, says, I'm against Obamacare, and Merkley says, you voted for it in the state legislature, and it created a $300 million non-functional website.
Bad memory alert. Bad
money. What are you going to say?
Bad memory alert. Bad memory alert. 2012, Obama turning to Mitt Romney.
So you take the best issue you have to run against Merkley on in a year where Merkley is incredibly fragile as a candidate, and you throw it away.
So we got 45 seconds.
Tell
us more about Dr. Monica Webby's campaign and whether this can happen, because Oregon wasn't even supposed to be on the radar this year.
I know, but it's a very blue state, very big Democrat history. She's strong because she's leaving a million-dollar job to run for a job that pays $170,000. She's smart. She obviously has the brains to be a pediatric neurosurgeon, and she has not been involved in politics before, which I think is a plus this year as well.
That's like Bill Frist.
Second Amendment and everything else.
Yeah, like Bill Frist, the renowned heart surgeon from Tennessee before he was elected to the Senate. So we could see some real history made here, it sounds like. Lars Larson, thanks very much for joining me, buddy. You can hear Lars.
Take care. Thanks, John.
You got it. You can hear Lars every single evening from 6 to 9 here on Talk Radio 570 KVI. And, of course, he's going to be with me at the KVI Listener Appreciation Bash.